Namaste.
My most noble Sangha. You know, I don't know if you know this actually, but my beautiful beloved San Juans have been blessed with over 7 feet of new snow in the past week. So, you know, I've been taking my practice, well, into the sacred snows. And it occurred to me, riding the chairlift up and Nordic skiing and snowshoeing in this beautiful, undulating velvet blanket of white, that just like a ski hill may have moguls, and in the same way that a gentle mountain slope is filled with a blanket of snow, so too I was thinking that our mind's own radiant nature has its own thoughts and emotions, just like the moguls and just like the blanket of snows. Even though the mountain has these moguls and these fields of snow, the mountain is not, well, particularly disturbed by them, is it? In fact, the moguls and the blanket of snow are really the very essence. In yoga, it's called rasas, or the very nature of the mountain. The moguls will rise, but where do they go? When I hike those same ski hills in the summer, they're not there. They've melted back into the mountain. Precious ones, as we continue to bring our work out everywhere, we have to understand that in the same manner of moguls and blanketed snows over the ravines and gullies and undulations of the mountains, so too our thoughts and emotions are the radiance and the very, I guess, the very expression of our mind. They rise from our mind, but where do they dissolve? Right back into the mind. So, whatever comes up, don't see it as a problem. In holistic fitness, we don't have problems, remember. We only have challenges. Challenges to learn from. And if we just don't react, if we just practice patience, once again, our mind will settle into its beautiful, essential nature, beyond the ups and downs of moguls and snows and rains. I will meet you there. That is all. Thank you for being a member of HolisticFitness.com. Namaste.